And now we'll look at the latest and instantly most controversial proposal for a billion-dollar casino, the one for across from the New England Patriots' home, Gillette Stadium. It faces some significant local hurdles, not the least of which is that it'll be subject to a town referendum, and the Foxborough Building Commissioner has ruled the project must be approved by a two-thirds vote at town meeting. WBUR's Kurt Nakish reports on what's at stake for Foxborough and elsewhere.
The resort casino would go up on 200 acres owned by Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots. He'd lease the land to casino developer Steve Wynn, and Wynn has been courting town voters, trying to assure them that a resort casino in Foxborough would be nothing like those he's built in Las Vegas and China.
To put a word to it, if those places are grand or vast or something like that, think of the word intimate for me. I think that this is a place that I would make feel intimate.
If the billionaire sells town residents on the idea, that still doesn't guarantee a casino will come to Foxborough. It only gives Steve Wynn and Robert Kraft the green light to submit a license application to the State Gaming Commission. And to win a license, they'll have to outbid other proposals in the same license region, namely East Boston's Suffolk Downs.
Well, the value of having a second competitor is that people will bid more.
David McAdams is an auction theorist at Duke's Fuqua School of Business.
Having Steve Wynn gunning for this license is going to force Suffolk Downs to offer a higher price, which is good for Massachusetts taxpayers.
That's because competitive bids in the secret bidding process would boost the amount the state gets. At a minimum, developers have to pay $85 million up front for a license, hand over 25% of revenues, and pay additional aid to the town. In East Boston, Suffolk Downs is teaming up with Caesars to plan a similar-sized resort to the Foxborough proposal. Here's the racetrack's chief operating officer, Chip Tuttle.
A best-in-class, sort of world-class, high-end facility that combines gaming, retail, restaurant, hotel, and in our case, does it with horse racing as a centerpiece.
But horse racing as a centerpiece won't win this horse race. More money on the center of the table will.
There's the whole issue of maximizing benefits to the state.
UMass Dartmouth professor Clyde Barrow says the state law requires the Gaming Commission to look at many factors, including overall economic value to the state. Barrow says the Foxborough proposal has the disadvantage of being at the southern edge of the state's northernmost casino region.
And essentially, if you locate a casino that far south, you're effectively leaving the entire northeast region open to New Hampshire, which is already poised to undertake gaming legislation in the spring.
Duke University's David McAdams agrees that Suffolk Downs has the advantage of being in Boston, further away from other casinos to come, with better access to more people.
There are lots of reasons why the Gaming Commission is probably predisposed to award this license to Suffolk Downs.
McAdams says that's only going to make the men behind the Foxborough proposal make their bid more attractive.
Wynn and Robert Kraft know what they're up against. And so the fact that they're willing to go to all the effort and expense to prepare a serious bid means they think they have a chance of winning. So that puts real pressure on Suffolk Downs. They don't know how high Wynn and Kraft are going to go.
That is, assuming Wynn and Kraft get the go-ahead from Foxborough residents. If voters there say no, all Suffolk Downs has to worry about at this point is a competing proposal in Milford. That one isn't being financed with pockets as deep as Steve Wynn's, meaning the Suffolk Downs developers probably won't have to reach as deep into their pockets. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickish.